It's about extensive compute processing and mapping. Before that, let's look more about the compute processing and mapping. Into M by M matrix, and then try to get more about the result. Basically, we know all about complete positive linear map. From domain N by N into A, we know basically know all about that. Now I'm going to turn around from C algebra into A. Or more generally, we can operate the system to the A. And the trick here is that change this one to this one control number to here. So N by N tensor A. You can change any mapping phi here to a net. Of course, to net here, I mean, I want what's a linear map. I want what the one's going to. So it determined by one element there. So the result is the phi is complete positive. If and only if the corresponding map from here is positive, or just one element is positive, if only if phi EIJ. It's a positive element there. Yeah, that's the reason I mentioned before, you know, that we can change one to the other. Now similarly, we want to do something similar. Similarly, each linear map induce a linear functional. If we care about walk over, let me write it this one to there. Small phi to C. So that's a similar analog for, as before. Instead of going to M by I go to C, but going to domain must be larger, in order to keep the full feature about that. So this one. And the result I want to say that we want it to be naturally. Or I can do artificial thing corresponding here. It's a one-to-one all fit here. And such that phi is complete positive. If only if small phi is a positive. It's a positive linear function though. Now that's what we do by N by N matrix, okay, yeah. So more general, we change the domain N by N to B of H, and we get the, try to get similar result. Of course, the topology is more complicated. We had to do it for five dimensional case first. So let's see the setup here. So So the sentence is that. Given parts of linear mapping of machine algebra. A in the N by M matrix. For any element as A tensor B4, you write it as actually, I just want it for any X here. Inner product with a vector x, this well defined mapping, define our x as m by m matrix over for x in A tensor mn. And this is well defined vector. As this hyperspace, I take the orthonormal basis of that one, or you choose one at the ij component to fix the basis. Ej is the orthonormal basis of Cn. Orthonormal basis. For the hyperspace Cn, find there. For purpose of convenience, let me write this as 1 over n. That's redundant, but just for the normalization, you put 1 over n there. Or another way, I can, this is not a length 1, divided by 1 over square root n. Become the length one. That's purpose of normalization. Yeah, maybe I say as a unit vector. I want as a unit vector. Want to screw end here. So make it as a vector or length one. So every phi define, every term of phi define a small phi as functional, then define in this form. So let me put down more before I prove anything about it, let me put down more notation. Computation can be just on the computation is there. I know a special x of the form A tensor EIJ4, the special element there. By every element in the A tensor M by N is summation of that, this kind of thing. A different kind of A. Okay, everyone, what's the meaning of this one? This is the same as EJ star phi applied to that phi A tensor EIJ. So by definition, this cannot be just that. It's phi applied without EIJ changing. Now apply the vector there. So maybe we become zero, except it's the same thing. Also, this becomes the same, it's the same thing. So this becomes OJ. IJ. Tensor. I'm sorry, just only one IJ. Yeah, IJ is the only one value. Yeah. So this is as simple as that. That's the, exactly the answer, IJ for answer of the phi A.
1 over N.
1 over N, yeah. Yeah, so this is as simple as by computation, just of this law. Exactly computer A and look at the IJ for entry of the element. That's all this one. So in general, any element X must be in this form, some AIJ of this form. So if X is so, some of it AIJ, EIJ. Exactly the same, we take the IJ venture of this one. That's a very special effect for like that. So this comes to very concrete map in this way. No conversely. Given phi from A tensor and N, as a linear functional, can get back the unique phi by using the effect of phi. Phi. So the phi applied to A equal to this one. This is a complex number. So you time EIJ, you come to a matrix. So add together, so the coefficient of that one, that is so phi A. So the one correspondent among each other. Easy. So the theorem is that. as a sub here, he's want to say that. The following are equivalent. If you look at that, if you find complete positive, equivalent to positive M positive. See, if only if the corresponding small phi is a positive functional. So we get a corresponding thing among each other. So one implied two is obvious. Two implied three is also obvious because of the definition here. Five positive, five times ID and is positive. Apart to any positive X is positive. By two letter on the both sides, Q is positive. So 1, 2, 3 is clear. This is clear, but in particular, I use the notation there. It's very clear to see that it intend to be M positive there. So this to prove the phi is complete positive. So 3 implies 1. This is for any P, for any positive integer P, and Y in there. If I just and your vector is in C N tensors C N C P. This one, if this one, then the mapping Y tensor IDP. You set the positive element to positive element, so that amount to show that you apply this vector. Okay, so this notation is positive for every y that's positive here, and any vector in this big space, you want to put this kind of result. But then so we need very small condition. What we know just this is positive is what we know is only things like this one is positive. Okay, now so in this case we want to prove general. From N I want to get more general P. For the fixed vector there, sum of the EI star, EJ star, I want to look for a very general vector. Okay, and X change to any Y, I want to put this in true. So I change one to the other. In other words, there are many, many vectors, this to be complete positive, so many, many things. But here, I want to change to only one condition. Of course, I have to change my X to go with Y. The N to go with P, for any positive P. So that by definition, we want to show this one. For any positive integer P like that. Solema is there. So sales are given to us there. They exist the operator. A P by M matrix. P. Such that. Let me keep those here like that. Such that P. Let me put a 1 over square root N there. Such that this is true. I take the one method letter. So obviously one element I want to put this one, so prove it here. First very elementary. In that speakable state is of this one, EJ times FJ. The first place I choose EJ, this just be arbitrary. So I just define it. The P send EJ to be, I keep the square root N there anyway. The square root N, that's redundant, but it's clear here. So change this one to that one. That's well defined. But you say our basis here, so define this one. Then done. It defines EJ, change EJ, yeah. Send EJ to FJ. Remember given, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Actually, I didn't want that. I want I tensor T. Okay. Yeah. Identity tensor T. I write ID before. Yeah, that I want. Okay. So this operator will be good for that. ID tensor N we apply to this one. So obviously you can define like that obvious way. So that will work. Yeah. The obvious. A when one operator you apply this one, it has an effect anyway. This one now operator apply to the letter, we change to the other letter. That's more or less direct. But this is not on the front or identity tensor anything. It's not identity tensor something for. Okay, this is the one. It's not on the front. No, for as identity tensor here, I can put I. I do mean I as a matrix anyway. It's not on the form. I in tensor T. Okay, it's operator, but you can write a matrix form. It's more complicated. Even it's a random one anyway, but it's not a single tensor factor either. So we cannot use this one, but we can use this one. So the rest completely will be trivial now. It's a proof of theorem. So given a positive integer p, and y in Mn, we change our computation to write things down. So we change this vector to other vector as this applied to T. Now, I can combine this identity mapping there. So you can go through the tensor product. So here I get this one. So phi tensor ID P. I left and went modified by something. We need to be positive on a small or different size algebra. I don't care about the y, any expression of y. Positive element, you left and modified by this, we need to be positive. Now I cut down the t to smaller size. So this in a smaller size thing. I still use the notation, the p could be different or could be larger than n, smaller than n. But you already cut it down there. The right component. So this same as like HIE can apply to N now. This are just identity thing, okay, now nothing to do with the other factor. So this comes into this law. Now that's something positive element, the small in the right algebra. So we come to this one, so positive. By the condition of the small phi. Instead of the proof I chosen that had nothing to do with A for C star algebra, because I choose very careful the way that he had nothing come to the first component. Nothing to do with modification on the A there. So this works for the same pool even for operator system. Okay, I did not use any structure about positive cool structure. Only thing I subject to the left multiplied by this kind of thing. remain deposit. This is a good migration. No change on the algebra A part. No confusion on A part at all. And also no structure about how wise deposit. I don't need expression wise deposit. How is deposit?
Huh?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. That's right, yeah. The only thing I do need that pure money is identity tensor survey. Before we apply phi, nothing to apply phi yet. Okay, I just this modification. Once anything is in the form, but no matter what expression is the element. The only thing I want within the operator system. Okay, only thing I need positive thing is subject condition. That might modify something, be made to be positive. And the positive thing, I won't change the range anyway, because identity here, nothing comes there. And also, I don't need the detailed structure, how the Y appear. I don't care how to write down positive element here. Just as long as to satisfy the axiom. That's when we buy something. That's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah, that's the only scalar combination there. Yeah. So also the operator positive element remain on the bigger C cell algebra is true. That still be true, be positive, yeah. So this way we do get the quick way to get everything out from this four. Yeah. I'm going to to define the system now. Okay, here we are now to the 6th algebra. An operator system is a subset there where S is a complex linear space. And A in S implies the A star in S. So basically, no modification structure, only have linear structure. But the postcode here is just defined as S. But this way that on A we got the modification, we can manipulate well for the take square root and so on in A, but you cannot do it here. So this is no operation here. Yeah. I want one unit here for our convenience. Oh, sometimes you don't need that. Here, I want identity there. Okay, for our convenience. Now, the unit's always, the identity operation is always there. Here, this one. So basically, so no algebraic manipulation. On S plus, very hard to do anything on S plus. You change anything now, okay? But only thing, as long as you keep it in the A, then you can do it. So this kind of thing makes very hard, okay? You cannot even multiply a T star, a T on both sides, anything like that, it cannot work, it won't work. But the proof here above, I never modify anything, I just I on the, keep the right part here. Okay, so only scalar combination. No computation on S. He cannot work on S at all. And also, yeah, can we paste A by B of H? With everything starting in B of H. In that case, the particle is no change because A persists still and get it from the B of H. I'm not saying even A including B of H, you won't change the algebra. As if A C is B of H. Yeah, because that's because A plus still the same as the BH has intercept with A, so I think still carry over. So you can always think about operators as operator on the Hilbert space. Take a semi of obvious with the self adjoint part and get some result out. Yeah, so when we can get this one. Here, S need not assume to be closed. But you can assume the non-closed for make K, just put in the extra condition. So you have a non-structure, but only thing I don't have algebraic structure. And the fact they need a map, then by preserving the identity, then phi is positive and phi is contractive. In fact, phi is positive. With a pool the same as for C's algebra. You don't need algebraic operation. The same though, yeah. But really the Pacoma is not true. Well, for C's algebra is true. But C's algebra, you get identity. If S is here, be a linear map on operator system. Operator system. S. But the comp is not true. But the C idea is never true. Like here, this is not true. Let me show an example of that. You can see continue function on the unit circle. That's a C5 algebra. I look at three elements there. So you think about operator, those are three unitary operator. Or think about function or element. Just function or set and set. That's a set bar. As continue function on the circle, those are three elements there. So we look at the L to the span of it. As a linear combination of that. So this a subset, a linear subspace, a continuous a circle with the operator with the soup down there. So this is an operator system. And we know the positive cone of this one, a positive function though, a positive function there, but there is a combination of that. First, alpha must be larger equal to 0, actually same as alpha larger equal to 10. Actually, this bar, exactly the beta bar. The positive elements are all in this bar, larger than 2 times. Yeah, but something you can check is these are all positive elements. As combination, take them on negative value, yeah. This must be exactly on this four. So now we define a function. So this is a linear mapping, well defined, sending everything to the 2x2 matrix.
How are you going to define it?
Sorry, this is the gamma. I want this on any gamma. Yeah, for any element, I define that like that. Alpha plus beta plus gamma, that's the general element in the expression there. So this is a well defined linear mapping. Now, and this positive, when alpha larger, then 2 times beta. So when this positive, it turned out to be exactly, so this is a positive linear mapping. Because it sends a positive cone, it's a positive cone. Okay, it must be alpha be positive. The beta are, yeah. So you 2 times that still be good there. The 2x2 matrix here, whenever this n is large, gamma is the conjugate of it. This n is larger than that, it's still positive. So also this is a positive linear mapping. But the norm of phi is 2. Because you change the function set to double the norm will 1 become the norm of 2 there. But this is immediately related to our extension theorem. Along this line, the test. Cannot be, so what we have here is S here into 2x2 matrix. That's possibly the method from here to there. We try to extend the net from here to there. You see, we fail to be positive. Cannot be extended to a positive mapping. From C of T to 2x2 matrix. The reason is that C of T is a sys algebra. If the sys algebra preserves identity to be positive, it must be non-one. Sys algebra. And this already has been won. Psi tilde 1 going to 1 and positive. Compile the norms to be 1. But that is larger angle than norm of phi equal to 2. So that's impossible there. So this is a very quick example of that. The usual positive mapping cannot find extension. Even the domain part to be something in the commutative algebra, we cannot do it. But there are so let's speak for 10 minutes, then I continue more other topics later than that. Okay, yeah.
We didn't bring a copy.
Right? I didn't bring a copy. Yeah, actually, I had a meeting this morning. I could not time to check the thing. In the same function, the cost for credit, you may try some of the problems here. If single problem issue, or you like to do other kind of project, such as to read paper or to write some written report, you can discuss with us instead of doing the problems. So let me continue more about the post-linear mapping of the thing. So next thing we draw define state on the system algebra or the state on the operator system. Now either you use the say contractive or positive, it could be controversial as the linear mapping. Anyway, here's one more fact anyway. Let's give you the linear functional. The rho 1 equal to 1 on an operator system. And move that one. Then, one thing is contrary the same as positive. The first way I made the thing because the range is so simple, it just comes number. The other thing, the example for 2x2 matrix, the range you could come to non-normal operators. The upper diagonal matrix, those are not normal. But this is all scalar, so you can use in many patients. See that they are exactly the same. So this way you can divide the state. Doesn't matter contrastive or positive, they are the same thing. So one is the Klein's extension theorem. There has to be a system, an operator system. In a system algebra A, of course you can do other operator system, but still inside. I can take the biggest one. And each positive linear a functional on S can be extended to a positive linear functional. On A. Functional. By keeping the same law. The push almost very trivial as let's assume row 1 equal to 1, then row is contractive. So by harmonic extension theorem, I can extend it. In this case, positive semi-contractive, so I can extend it. Rho can be extended to rho tutor as contractive functional. As contrary to functional, preserving identity, so it's positive. And usually, rho need not be 1, but just a number. You just divide out the number, it can do it. So that I'm on the same pool, just divide out. Yeah. So that prime extension is the same as harmonic extension in this way, almost no difference. Only thing is that the Hamiltonian thing is non-constructive anyway, so pool is still non-constructive in general. Even the pool is just two-line pool here. So we do get everything just like that. So one theorem is that if I be a complete positive linear map, we defined the order structure the same before, M by M, H over S, still an operator system. So still in the bigger C size, but we can differ. So let me put S, something C in A. It is C size by A. So we can define all the structure the same as before, and divide complete positive map the same as before. Let's find the complete positive mapping, then let me assume that we find 1B1 first. That's not needed. That's not it. The complete positive mapping. So here's the S in M by M matrix. Then phi can be extended to a complete positive mapping. I think that's very useful because right now we only have definition of complete positive mapping on operating system, no such theory at all. But once you come to C-size algebra, because science main theorem or other theorem. You can say what is the structure of that, but before you cannot say, just definition. Okay, this is important to use, yeah. As in the session A, that you can check that this file related to a linear functional. File from it's a linear functional from here to there. And exactly the same proof before, we can show that this is a positive linear functional. Same proof for phi to be positive. Yeah, I don't need the structure about the positive cone there at all. So this becomes a positive function. Now, a simple Hahn-Banach extension theorem or the Klein theorem, extension theorem, this can be extended to a bigger algebra. So by Klein theorem. Or normalize the identity that becomes just the Hahn-Banach extension theorem. By tutor. See, as a positive functional. So by the theorem in A again, that we get big extension, where everything just match up each other by the extension. Yeah. Touch phi tutor is induced as you need it defined there. The only thing, of course, that you can many extensions, different extensions make a different thing, but the matching up is one to one. It's used by phi from A to M by N as a complete positive mapping. So this comes to structure theory now. In particular, in the finite dimensional case, we do get more structure, very concrete structure in terms of the sum and so on. In particular, this shows that this can be positive, just if only if you come to just, we don't care about how you define a bigger one. On the S, you still get the same feature. P by M matrix. Yeah, that's it, P of S. With P by M matrices. S. That's the only way to get complete positive magnetic. Yeah, before this theorem, okay, we don't know any structure at all, just by definition, for an operator system. The matrix is HJ, yeah. P by M matrix. SP, yeah. Yeah, before that, we don't know anything, just definition, yeah. Before they even have to, even the, to describe the positive cone of it, it's not easy. Okay, you just get something as an intercession, not from intrinsic operation on S at all. But this level you carry on anyway. And also once you get that extension theorem, of course, trivial. If you find something like that, of course, you can extend to anything you want, but you may get different kind of exchange to get that. So this make the structure very simple. Now, okay, even before that, we had no way how to describe the positive cone at all, or matrix cone on the orbital system, but we can still describe the complete positive that easily. It's, I don't care about how the positive cone structure, it must come out from this way for the structure. So this will bypass all kind of hard difficulty. We don't know how to describe the positive cone intrinsically, but still we can define complete positive mapping in the obvious way, just as only way it can be, just this way. And no other mapping can get the complete positive mapping.
The part she is from an optical system, S, that's in the sixth algebra A. To V of H. Then phi can be extended to complete positive. A to B of H, it can extend the mapping. Again, this means to more general. The range may not be M by M matrix, just B of H. But that's very general. Into every sixth algebra, you can see we got the B of H, can put in the sixth algebra B of H. Then we can do the extension and get it. So once you get it, we get the structure theory again. We know by Stein's ring theorem what's the structure of the phi tutor. So this brings down the structure for the original phi. Yeah. it's not a billet of five dimensional cube space. If H is separable, you can fix the sequence to go on, okay? But if H could be uncountable, then and so on, rather so I need a net. Okay, otherwise, just you think about other things. If it's a separable one, I just take the sequential, the sequence of fixed space, the approach to that one. That'll be good. Otherwise, I have to go over more general, finite thing to do it. BG orthogonal. Be the orthogonal projection. And H on the H lambda. Then P phi left right multiplication by the P there. So this is a mapping restriction to complete positive linear mapping. Phi lambda is complete positive mapping from S to a bounded operator on P lambda H. That's an operator from there. It's complete positive from this one. And this is a matrix algebra, finite dimensional algebra. So I can extend it. It can be positive extension. So by an appropriate topology, I'm going to define it. Appropriate topology. All this complete post mapping is from a compact set. Okay. Let's say the complete path in it. Yeah, man. From A to V of H. That's subject to subject to psi norm, six and one alpha. Complete positive map from here to there. It's a compact set. Now, mindfulness mapping exactly is one, it's an element there. So it has converting that to something. So as a converting that to an element, you can find an element inside there to fulfill the condition. Of course, I can keep the norm here. The R, I can choose the norm as an original phi. Actually, this is smaller than norm of original. That's a fixed number. Yeah, that's given phi. That number is fixed here. Okay, so I do get all the mass substitute and bound there. Not bigger, I can keep this one. And of course, in there, each extension with the norm of this one is more than exactly the same norm of that before. But usually the comparison there is more than that. So they do get inequality there. Yeah, I can keep the inequality there. So by putting it is a compact set. So by the compact set, it has a limit. That limit will go for that one. A limit of the five lambda will serve as a requirement. And this also avoids the difficulty to do infinite dimensional thing. Because we do everything in the M by M matrix, we can do it in the concrete form. But for BLA, it's just too big. We won't try to manipulate it. In some way, we want to try to manipulate it directly. The bit is too big, then any infinite sum may come out unbounded. Condition will come out. So here we avoid those unbounded conditions in the whole pool there. I need a topology. The topology is specifically for BLH. So it changed the range part theory to other algebra, it will not be true. Let this be sigma algebra. Usually, you try to do something like that, you cannot get extension. Need not be possible. If B is not one of B of H or M by M matrix to fall, in general may not be possible. So that means the topology I'm going to put down should be appropriate enough so we can do that compact argument. Otherwise, the set's non-compact, the limit go outside. You don't get anything. You don't get anything to pick up with. So let me show you an example there. The identity function phi of course it is complete positive. functions, obviously. Send the function app to the same app. This identifies complete positive neon mapping. Between two C's algebra, actually. Now I try to extend the mapping. I try to extend something from big algebra to that one. Of course, you can put on many and many algebra. So in particular, I want to put in extra thing is there are many, many functions. For example, you can put in as the bound function. Bound measurable function, or even bound measurable function. C1 to C. Actually, I don't need a big, so big algebra. Even I can find some element there, it cannot be defined. Or bound measurable function, C1 to C. That's a C-star algebra. This cannot be extended. What I do is just pick a single function. Be the Kalish function on the half interval. It's not come here function. We try to define a map. Actually, the same I say that there's no positive linear map psi. Such that psi restricted to C of 0, 1 is the identity function. And psi f is a continuous function. Then keep the positive feature and send this one to the continuous function. This is not possible. Actually, for G in C01, such that F larger than G larger than 0, find the psi F larger than G, because the psi is positive mapping. Okay, you keep the G unchanged, you find this be larger than G. So this has a larger than G for all G. So that means for anything below that one, as long as continuous, the image will be bigger than that. Similarly, consider psi of the 1 minus f. As psi from 1 to 1, minus f is another part, is the, it's just Kalish function. from one heart to one. This was again we have the same picture, every boundary below below, keep it. The size only one to one. So all this together implies actually no container, no function can do it. I must keep continuous. Anyway, this implies that psi of f must be f, but f is not continuous. You want to keep it the way, there's no way you can put the function in there. Or you change one point, anyway. There's no way to make it continuous there. So there's no room for you to squeeze that in. Even for single function, for series one, no room to put an extra element or series one to fit in one element to fit in this Chinese function among the continuous function in order to keep it orderly. Okay, so no way to make this one. So I need the room, the CSI, the sum room to fit in there. So simple fact is there. The trace class operator. The dual space of trace class operator. So I call this term to be same as the compact operators. The second deal. So we induce a weak topology in there from the trace class operator for B of X there. So in this case that I put a tensor factor without doing any closure yet. This can be seen in the mapping as the linear mapping from S to B of H. P of H to T, T star, T as at T as a functional on P of H. So I can define this. Let me define this. This definition. The product here, space, so this is star. I don't need double star because this is so suitable system. It is. Okay, anything is in this double star. Okay? But identify this one with the closure of at the due state of this order, let me close this one. Now once you, okay, once you put that in there, so that means this is the due state of something. Okay, once the due state of something, the bound set on this defined there will become compact set. So our case for the complete positive mapping set by those conditions is a bounded, is a compact set under this topology. Okay, so the rest of the thing, the only thing just to show that this identify with that one. Yeah. So yeah, as sitting in here, so it's a due state. So the set with the bound set in those definition will become a compact set. Yeah, so that's part of our BW topology come in. Or say the BW star bounded W star topology is a topology, the linear mapping from here to there, we got a topology. So a completely positive mapping is a subset of that one. So we come to the thing. And actually there are other ways to prove that one, because the only way you have to take care of the compactness in the argument. Yeah. Instead of take the due topology, one can take the star strong topology. Okay, only thing you have to check that you don't get the right anything at the due space or something. But still that they turn out the compact are the same by the same conclusion. Or this way we take care of everything, doesn't matter how big or how small the H is there. Yeah, if H is L infinity, you can take sequential thing to come in. The other sequential strong operator topology will work for that. Yeah, so that's all my lecture today. Yeah. The C5, you come to trouble, you don't have this kind of thing. Alright? Yeah, for now, that could be good. That could be good, yeah, anyway, yeah. But still, then, for now, I've got a topology. I don't get finite dimensional approximation, so I can fail. Okay? It will fail, the extension still fail. But you do get a topology, right thing. But you don't get a thing from good thing to approach it. Right? For BRH, I get from M by MH to approach it. Right? For non-LH, I got topology. That's all. That's useless. Okay? I don't get any more extension. Yeah. So here I do get, beside topology, I can do with a good thing to approach it first. Otherwise, you cannot get in the right form. Still, you have to be careful. Then you do the theorem. Can you keep it the approach in the right form? In the non-topology, or you change topology, okay, it may not work. Because those finite set, approximately finite thing, usually in the wrong topology, may not good for that purpose at all.